I'm Jaron Cohen with the Daily News Podcast for October 22nd, 2025. Several lawmakers have voiced support to revive legislation that would make water fluoridation optional in Kentucky's public water systems. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more.
Kentucky came the closest it ever has to reversing the statewide water fluoridation requirements for most public utilities earlier this year, but it ultimately failed. The requirements are designed to promote dental health. Two lawmakers appeared before the Interim Joint Committee on State Government to present the issue again, and they made clear they intend to revive the legislation in January. Here's Representative Mark Hart from Falmouth.
The legislation simply undoes the unfunded mandate in the state of Kentucky that requires water producers to add fluoride to the water.
Hart says the bill isn't meant to be a commentary on whether fluoride is good or bad, although he also brought a dentist to the table who promoted concerns about high levels of fluoride. Stephen Robertson, the president of the Kentucky Dental Association and a practicing dentist in Bowling Green, says Kentucky has been a leader in water fluoridation and urged the legislature not to go backward.
We feel that we have 79 years of quality science showing that this is effective. It's no different than the iodine in the salt, which when was the last time you saw somebody with a goiter?
The legislation in question would not ban fluoridated water, but would allow individual water districts to decide for themselves. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
The Department of Defense must return books relating to race and gender to shelves at five military base schools, including Barsanti Elementary at Fort Campbell. That's according to a federal judge's ruling issued this week in Virginia. Jennifer Henninger's children, who attend the Fort Campbell School, are part of a lawsuit against the Department of Defense Education Activity, challenging the removals. In a video provided by the ACLU of Kentucky, she says being complacent in the face of censorship can put people at risk.
Being at risk of losing freedom, being at risk of losing everything my husband has fought for this country, that our ancestors have fought for this country.
The removals and curriculum changes followed executive orders from President Donald Trump that directed the DOD to review its school materials for gender ideology and divisive concepts. The judge's order only applies to the schools that the children involved in the lawsuit attend. In addition to one school at Fort Campbell, other schools impacted by this order are in Virginia, Italy, and Japan. The Lexington-Fayette Urban County Council approved a number of city's projects yesterday with the leftover funds from last year's budget. Shepard Snyder has more.
The city has more than $6 million in designated unassigned funds that can go toward suggestions council members put forth. Council ended up spending more than $2 million from that pool. Some projects include spending $700,000 to carry out pedestrian safety recommendations, nearly $500,000 in rooftop solar grants for residents, and $50,000 for a new senior care program. Councilmember Tyler Morton, who represents the city's 1st District, proposed $20,000 for a pilot project to support listening sessions in Lexington neighborhoods. He hopes it will bring more input from residents to the city.
By listening first and acting together, we can ensure that growth strengthens rather than erases neighborhoods that give our cities their character, soul, and stories.
Lexington still has around $4 million in unassigned funds that council can potentially spend on other projects. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Kentucky ranks in the top among states that tested their entire graduating class of 2025 on the ACT. Nine states tested 100% of their students on the college admissions exam, and Kentucky placed fourth behind Nebraska, Wyoming, and Tennessee. However, the Bluegrass State placed in the bottom among all states where students take the exam with an average composite score of 18.4. That was a slight decrease from 18.6 in 2024. But the number of test takers increased. Students in Washington, D.C. earned the highest score of 26.7, while Nevada scored the lowest with an average composite score of 17.2. Beginning in 2026, Kentucky high school juniors will be taking the SAT as the required college admissions exam after the state's contract with the ACT ended. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.